reckon if you've got a wood fire at 14 degrees today, you might be burning some wood in the wood fire. There's something absolutely amazing about a wood fire to warm your home. It's a nice, what can I say? I want to say a warm heat, but you'll all have a laugh at me using that term. But it's just a lovely way to heat your home. But there are concerns. As we know, the government has announced a native logging ban for forests in WA's southwest in the hopes of saving, I think, about 400,000 hectares of Carrie-Jarra and other trees. And so from 2024, timber from native forests will only be cut down for environmental management and clearing for mining operations. It's got a lot of people worried that if you have a wood fire, that you might be running short there or maybe paying a premium. Someone who's got a bit of a product here that might help that wood in your fire last a bit longer is Glenn Fretwell, the Managing Director of Smart Burn, and he joins me today. G'day, Glenn.
Good afternoon, Julianne. How are you today?
Hey, look, I'm well. I'm in the studio. I'm dry. It's nice and warm and heated here, but I've got to say, I do love a wood fire, sort of standing near it until you can't bear it and then you have to walk away. But there's something beautiful about the heat that it emits.
Oh, look, absolutely. You know, the fire is mesmerising and it's romantic and we're all drawn to a fire and watching the flames. But, you know, it's that penetrating heat as well that the wood really gives you in your home. It's a drying heat, it's a penetrating heat, and it is certainly a wonderful way to heat your home, as many people have done for hundreds of thousands of years,
for a long time, since man could make fire, humans could make
That's
fire,
right.
I should say. And so tell me, what is this Smart Burn product? Is there something that I could put into my fireplace that's going to make that wood go
Absolutely. So Smart Burn's a very unique product. We're a product that's proudly manufactured in Perth. But it's essentially a device you place inside a firebox to save you money and to reduce your smoke emissions on your wood heater. So it actually has a number of benefits, but it's essentially, it's a catalyst additive that improves the burning efficiency, that gives up to 50% reduction in smoke emissions, a longer overnight burn and a longer burn, more value from your wood, from the wood burn. But principally also, it continually cleans the chimney flue whilst the fire burns. And that's also a very important aspect of wood heating, is keeping your chimney flue clean, not only to have, you know, the best operation of your wood heater, but to reduce the risk of that material potentially actually catching fire and actually having a chimney flue fire.
So now, Glenn Fretwell, if my dad is listening, I hope he's having a chuckle. I hope he can look back now and have a chuckle, because a few weeks ago, we were all told the story about my dad looking up various YouTube videos, and he's, you know, gone off and bought the chimney flue to clean the chimney flue himself. And he thought it would be a fairly simple exercise. And I've got to tell you, Glenn Fretwell, I don't think my dad's going to be cleaning it himself anytime soon. Again, it sounded torturous. Perhaps he doesn't, I mean, does that mean he doesn't need to do it?
It is very important that people, homeowners with wood heaters, do clean their chimney flue. That is an important function that needs to happen. Of course, it's a dangerous job if you're getting on the roof, and it's always going to be a dirty and a messy job. So, yes, it's not a whole lot of fun. So I'm sure your father has found out.
Oh, Glenn, I should have got him to do mine before he was going to go off and do his. So I don't think I'm a chance.
He's not going to come back and do yours now. No, that's true.
I don't think so. And so what do you think about the shortages? So people are very worried now that they're going to have wood heaters in their homes and come next year not be able to use them. How worried should people be?
Look, I'm not overly worried in WA. Yes, there's a lot of political noise around the forestry ban, and it is very real. It is happening. It is in place, and it is affecting workers in that industry. It's affecting supply in that industry. No question about that at all. And look, it is flowing through to causing some increases in the price of wood in Western Australia, and it will have an effect on the supply. At this stage, what I'm hearing is that people still seem to be able to get reasonable access to wood, but that it is going to have an effect on the supply. And it's not just, it's not just affecting the wood heating industry from a home heating perspective. It's affecting the furniture industry. It's affecting things we don't think about in terms of perhaps sawdust for the poultry industry and so on. So there is a flow-on effect to that decision that's not just affecting wood heating. But it's I don't think people need to be concerned about using wood. Certainly, what we see is wood is still a growing market. People are also equally concerned about rising gas and electricity prices. So that's also having an effect. There's a whole lot of people that are going to solar, which also, is perceived to be green. But, interesting about solar is it doesn't produce electricity early in the morning, late in the evening, and on the really damp, dreary winter days when you actually most need power production for heating. So wood, from our point of view, wood is still a very strong market and here to stay, and the people that have got wood love their wood heaters and will continue to use their wood heaters.
Indeed. And Glenn Fretwell from Smartburn, just one follow-up question here. Smartburn, so it was invented in 2005 and still, is it local manufacturing? Is it a local success story?
Absolutely.
Here at WA?
So it's proudly West Australian invention. We sell them all over Australia and a smaller amount all around the world. But yes, proudly made in Osborne Park in Perth. And we, interestingly or uniquely, we employ all retirees in our manufacturing as well, which is makes for a really great manufacturing environment. There's so many retirees that want to work, that want to be connected, that want to contribute, that have so much to contribute. And we really enjoy employing them and having them as a part of our team, as a part of what we do at Smartburn.
All right. Well, Glenn Fretwell, if any of those retirees want to come and clean my chimney, because I think my father is out of action for it now, you do let me know. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you very much, Julianne.
Thanks. Thank you. That's Glenn Fretwell, Smartburn Managing Director. Have you got a fireplace? Have you had problems sourcing wood in the last few weeks? Are you worried about what might happen over the next couple of years? Because they're beautiful things, but it's looking, I know Glenn Fretwell said we shouldn't be fretting, like what I did there, but are you? 1-3-3-882.